Jocelyn Ammon, Marketing and Communications Program Officer of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. My guests today are Delaware poets Jane Miller and Jack Mackey. Jane is a 2021 established fellow in literature for poetry and a co-editor of Quartet, an online poetry journal published quarterly. Jack is a 2021 emerging fellow in literature and poetry and is on the Quartet's advisory board. They'll both be reading their poems at St. Thomas Episcopal Church's Poets Corner Reading Series next Saturday, October 16th. So welcome to Delaware State of the Arts. So glad to have you both on with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for joining us. So to start, you're both division fellows this year in poetry. As I said, Jane, you're an established fellow, and Jack, you're an emerging fellow. Could you both tell us what the fellowship award has meant to you? And maybe elaborate a little, what has it helped you do this year? Whoever would like
Jane?
To start.
What the fellowship awards have meant to me is absolutely this wonderful world that I have become a part of. You know, here in Delaware and to a degree beyond. It really opened my opportunities tremendously. I met people that I have continued to be close to, the co-editors of Quartet among them, and people whose critique groups I'm still in, all began after I got my first fellowship recognition. And it's just amazing to me that something like that, number one, is available in Delaware, and number two, that I got it. And it's just been phenomenal.
I would concur. That a similar experience for me. After the shock of finding out that I had been awarded the fellowship, I realized that its meaning was primarily that of validation. After plugging away for about 5 years, writing and meeting with folks who were helpful in critiquing my work, to then have an independent reviewer consider it worthy, and that meant a lot. And I continue to kind of shake my head in amazement, but it's been a very enjoyable experience.
It's amazing to hear from both of you. And has it helped you accomplish anything this past year that, maybe you wouldn't have accomplished necessarily if you didn't receive the award?
Yeah, I say that's definitely the case. You know, one of the things that I haven't been able to do is do in-person workshops, but I've taken advantage of a number of them on Zoom this year. I've worked with Cecilia Woolick, Tara Skirtu. I'm going to be taking a workshop series on craft that Ellen Bass has been offering this fall, and all of those workshops have been really helpful. They've opened my eyes to what I don't do well and what I need to improve and what I'm learning to do better. You can always learn and grow. And I think that's one of the real benefits of the fellowship is that we're given, funds, given resources to really allow us to move our writing forward. And in addition, I would say that, I have taken advantage of the funding also to support our training in Quartet around web publishing, because that was a huge blind spot for all of us who are working on the journal. So that's been helpful as well.
My experience has been similar to Jane's in that the stipend has helped me to take some online training, online seminars and workshops. And I can't really overstate the value of those kinds of experiences, because you work, first of all, you work with somebody who is very, very experienced and accomplished in the art. And then you also work with a lot of other people like yourself who are in the group. So it's a real sharing experience. I've done maybe a half a dozen workshops in the last couple of years, and did a few this year using the funds that were available, and they've been very, very valuable. It's been challenging, it's worth saying, with COVID, because so many of these workshops, which are enhanced by the in-person experience, have not happened in person. And I'm looking forward to the future when we can, you know, get back and sit around a table and look at each other's work and share it.
So what I'm hearing, and actually I was even reading this while preparing for this interview, is how you both continually mention the importance of, you know, either being part of these writers groups and being part of a community of writers, and also hearing the importance of continuing to learn and learn about your craft and those types of things. Can you guys elaborate a little bit more on that idea? You know, how do these, being part of these communities and groups or getting to participate in these workshops, help and inspire you and propel you forward?
Shall I start, Jane? I'll give you a break. I'll go first this time.
Oh, go ahead. No, go right ahead.
I don't think I would be writing if it weren't for the availability of a community of writers here in Rehoboth. When I moved here about 5 years ago and found the Rehoboth Beach Writers Guild and began to take poetry writing classes there, that just got me started and gave me some of the tools that I needed and refreshed my memory on some things that I had long since forgotten about how to write a decent poem. And then I've continued with, there's a local group here called the Coastal Writers that have been meeting for 30 years. And again, you know, not in person recently, but tremendously helpful, not just in terms of the poetry critiquing, but just the encouragement that you get from folks, you know, prodding you on to continue to work. It's invaluable. And I think if I hadn't found the Writers Guild and started taking classes, I probably wouldn't have gone back to writing poetry, which I hadn't done for many years.
Yeah, I would echo that as well. I came back to poetry because I was accepted into one of the DDOA writing retreats a number of years ago. And before I left that retreat, I wanted to find people I could connect with from there, because I didn't really know any poets until I went to that retreat. And I muscled my way into an already active group. And it really, if I hadn't done that, I just wonder where I would be now, because the support of local writers and, you know, the strength of their input into what I was writing and to this day makes such a difference, makes all the difference, really. So, you know, I have the DDOA to thank again for that, because I don't know where I would be if I hadn't gone to that first retreat. And Joanne Belingit, who was the poet laureate then, has to be given props for really fostering writing and poetry here in Delaware, because that made a big difference having her there as well.
It's great to hear. It's great to hear that those resources are here in Delaware that you both can partake, but also you're able to partake in ones, you know, that are around the country, the workshops being offered, you know, hopefully in person soon, sometime in the future, but also getting to take them, you know, over Zoom now, and how that also kind of opens up the availability a little bit more of getting to participate in those kinds of things. So if you don't mind, what I'm going to do is I just want to take a minute to remind our listeners that you are tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for Delaware State of the Arts. And that today I'm talking with Delaware poets Jane Miller and Jack Mackey about their upcoming poetry reading that's going to be taking place in Newark, Delaware, and also the online poetry journal Quartet that both are involved in. About the upcoming poetry reading, it's happening October 16th at St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Newark, Delaware. You're both participating in it. Can you tell us a little bit, how did this reading come about, and where can listeners learn more about the event?
It came out about because I am in a critique group with Devin Miller Duggan, who is an associate professor of creative writing at the University of Delaware. She is also the person who began Poets Corner many years ago. And I mentioned at one of our recent Zoom critique groups that I would be looking for a location where I could do my fellowship reading. And she said, well, I have the place for you. So it started from there. And I want to just give her props for that, because it's going to be, it's a beautiful location. The church has stained glass windows with images of poets throughout. So that makes it even more appropriate.
I need to thank Jane, because Jane reached out to me knowing that I was also looking for a venue to do a reading, and brought me into this. So I'm very appreciative of that. It saved me some searching.
I was going to ask how you got involved, Jack. No, you're down in Rehoboth Beach and this is taking place in Newark. So I was going to say, how did you two get connected for this reading?
the reading will also give me an excuse to visit my grandchildren who live in Wilmington. So I'm killing two birds with one stone.
There you go. Hey, that's always a nice thing to be able to do. So as I said, is there a place listeners can learn more about the event? A website or anything they could visit?
There is some basic information on the church website.
Okay.
And that is St. Thomas Newark DE altogether .church.
Okay.
So they have some information on there.
Awesome.
Starts, I believe, at 4:30 on Saturday. Correct, Jane?
Yes, that's right. That's
4:30
right.
4:30 there.
And the actual street address is 276 South College Avenue. For those who would like to come and see us in person, we hope you do.
Great. And speaking of in person, can you both speak to what it means to be doing in-person poetry readings again? We kind of already touched on, we've been doing things through Zoom, but having this option, this availability to do it in person again. Whoever wants to start.
Go ahead, Jane.
Go ahead, Jane.
It'll be a first. That's for sure. I mean, I've done a couple of Zoom readings, and they're fine. And in some ways they're easier because you're not, your whole self isn't front and center before the audience. But there is nothing like getting appreciative feedback from people during and after a reading. It's just there's nothing better. So yeah, it'll be fabulous.
I would echo that. I've done a few in-person readings. Of course, this year has been problematic and last year as well, but I really enjoy them because poetry is a spoken medium. Mm-hmm. So it's best appreciated when you hear it as opposed to just reading it on a piece of paper. And in most cases, the author is a pretty good choice for the person to read the poem, because he or she, presumably knows when to pause and so forth. And I enjoy it. And I understand a little bit of insight into why actors love live theater, because having an audience, as Jane says, having an audience that can react is very gratifying and makes a fun experience.
Great to hear. And I'm excited that you both get to be doing that again next Saturday. So just maybe as a sneak peek or, a tease for hoping to get people to come, will either of you be reading any new poems at this event?
I'm going to be reading a lot of new poems.
Actually,
which is nice for me because last year was not as productive as I would like. You know, the pandemic pretty much squelched my creativity. So getting back in the saddle and writing some more has produced work I'll share on Saturday.
It's funny to hear you say that because you would think that being sequestered for a year and being able to stay home would give you more opportunity to write. But just like Jane, I found it to be a challenging year, and I didn't produce nearly as much as I thought I was going to. I have a handful of new poems that I'll read on Saturday the 16th, but I think mostly it'll be work that I've been banging away at for some time. I'm one of those people who's never quite finished with something. When it's published, then I agree that I'm going to stop tweaking it, but until then, I can't keep my hands off it. So it'll be a mixture of new stuff and old stuff.
So lastly, I want to make sure we get to Quartet before the interview's over. To say Quartet, it's a quarterly online poetry journal that Jane, you co-edit, and Jack, you're part of the advisory board. I know the fourth issue just came out. Is that correct?
And that's
you could tell me more about the journal Quartet.
It is a labor of love. And I have to say the original impetus to create the journal came from Linda Blasky. And it has really taken off in wonderful and gratifying ways. In this year that we have, that we've started it, and how to describe the magazine. I guess I got lost in just having a moment where I was like thinking about all the things that
you've limited the people who can submit to it. I'm not allowed to submit to it, for example.
So one of the reasons that we started the journal was to give a platform for the poetry of women who are 50 years and over. And the response has been really gratifying. We have readers from all over the world.
Wow.
And we are also actively, of course, seeking a diverse group of women to join the published ranks of Quartet. And I believe in this issue, we have a woman from the United Kingdom for the first time in the issue. So that is exciting. We came up with, Linda came up with the format that we have chosen for the journal for our poets, which is to ask them to provide an artist statement at the, in addition to the poem that we accept from them. And we did that specifically because we wanted to give voice for the poets to what really energizes them as writers. And give our readers a flavor for, you know, what our writers read, what perhaps their background is, what motivates them now that might not have motivated them when they were starting out. But we really give them a place to present themselves, not only through their writing, but through their experiences as writers. And that's been really well received by both our writers and our readers as well.
Wow. That's great to hear. And just for our listeners who want to find Quartet online, can you tell us where they can find Quartet?
Yes, go to quartetjournal.com, mm-hmm. and you will be able to see our current issue, which just went live October 5. And we have our other previous issues in our archive as well, and you can take a look at those. For anyone who meets our requirements for submitting, our submission window for the winter 2022 issue is now open, and it will run from October 8 to November 8. Just be aware that when we do not have, when we are not soliciting submissions, we also do not look at them. So people need to really look at our submission guidelines to make sure that they're following when we do have submission reading periods.
Great. Well, we're coming to the kind of end of our time, and I'm really glad you guys were able to stop by and chat with us about your upcoming reading. That's part of the Poets Corner reading series. Just again, a reminder for listeners, that's next week, October 16th, starts at 4:30 at St. Thomas's Episcopal Church in Newark, Delaware. And then also being able to speak to us about Quartet, and congratulations on an entire year of publication on
Thank
that. The current issue is the fourth issue for the year, and it's our 1 year kind of anniversary, or I guess next month your 1 year anniversary, but you have a whole publishing year underneath you.
Yeah, we will be having a small celebration for ourselves at some point.
That works. It's understandable. And I want to tell listeners to just make sure if you can check out Quartet online. And I'd like to thank you both, Jane Miller and Jack Matthews. I said Jane's our 2021 Established Fellow in Literature Poetry, and Jack is an emerging fellow in literature poetry, for joining us today and telling us more about your event and the journal. I hope everyone enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.